the dialect of Warnham in Sussex. Mr. Frank Cox, aged 78, a native and a farm labourer, recorded by Michael Barry in November 1959.
Well, Wiggins, then, wheels, 4 inches broad, some 6 inches, and the carts' wheels, they were 4 inches, tip carts, and the wagons were corn, and you square in the field, and you squared and before the corn was growing, you see, when it was ready for harvesting, you just go out then, more road then with the size, and take more all around for the machine to get in, then go out and then take it out with a peg hook and a rake and put them in sheave, and then you have to go right around again then and tie them up and stand them up in the, against the edge so the bind will get around. And after the bind is done, you have to go out there and stand all the sheaves up in shocks. And they used to stand out in the field about 3 weeks just according to what the weather was before they just carried it in and put in a stack. And they used to stand there for a time, and you'd have to go around and fetching them. And the farmers, the carters, they used to have to go out in the field then and plough it up and stir it about, and cultivate it and all, and ready for some more corn. How do I say? Oh, you used to be, have a long ladder up the stack, and used to have a mate down below, knocking up the yieldings for me, and I used to be up on the stack, and on my knees, on the ladder, and you start at the bottom of the wick and work our way up with the yielding what my mate used to bring up. And pat it down and rake it down, rake it straight. And you used to get the twine then and the spurs and put them in the wick and tie them down. Well, you wouldn't go on my hands. Lay every sheaf out outside with the butts upwards in the stem. See, when the sheaves were standing on the ground, see, they used to be flat on one side and the other. See, in the stem, see, you cock them up to keep the outsides up, you see. And then when you got to the roof, fill your middle up well, then turn your sheaves over, then put the longer side down, right up to the ridge. And go down. Put the ridge up and trim it up the top, and after you've been all around, then you just go around the bottom and clip it all around, make it look nice and tidy and neat. Same with harvest, isn't that? Oh, they're good in the field now with the machine, they run through the standing corn, they don't get themselves time to cut a road around. Oh, when the farm was done carting, my father and my mother and all we children used to have to go out in the field leading, what they call leading, pick up all the loose corn, and we used to collect them all together, and the farmer used to send the horse and cart out in the field and collect it all up for us and take it down the mill out of the ground into flour, and into flour. And they used to bring it home for us, and Mother used to bake bread twice a week in the old brick ovens, where they would put faggots in the hole. And she used to cook bake bread twice a week. It used to last us from one time to another. And you could eat that bread from one week unto another. If it had been kept a fortnight, it would be pretty as good as it was when it was first made. And no mildew in it, no nothing then.